Well, now it's time for our Bloomberg Law Report. Let's get to the legal stories we're watching this morning with Steve Podisk in the Bloomberg 99.1 Washington Newsroom.
The House is set to vote on a bare-bones stopgap funding bill that would avert a government shutdown on Saturday. Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee Chairman John Thune tells Bloomberg Government that his bill covering self-driving vehicles will probably have to wait until 2018. And Republican lawmakers will wait until January to try to pass two bills meant to bolster the nation's individual health insurance markets and extend funding for children's health insurance.
Bloomberg Law. Everything you need, all on one legal research platform, including guidance, analysis, and Bloomberg Market Intelligence. Find out more at BloombergLaw.com.
Well, now in other legal news, we look at the European Union Supreme Court decision saying that Uber should be regulated like a transportation company rather than a technology company. For more on this story, Bloomberg's Michael Best speaks with Stephanie Bodini, or Bodoni, a legal reporter for Bloomberg News.
So what are the implications then for Uber in terms of how it has to do business in Europe?
Now, for Uber, this ruling is not a total surprise, and Uber has been preparing for it. Most of Uber's drivers are licensed drivers. I mean, the ruling really applies mainly to so-called peer-to-peer services like Uber Pop, which is more of an inexpensive ride-hailing service that uses unlicensed drivers. And this is a service that Uber still provides in a handful of countries in the EU.
Does it have implications for Uber's regular service, though, beyond the sort of ride-sharing that Uber Pop was?
Absolutely. I mean, to some extent, I think it will be, but what will happen exactly will have to be seen in each of the EU nations where it offers other services. How will courts... It faces battles in various nations in the EU, London being one of the most important battlegrounds for it, over its status as a technology company and how it should be treated. The problem in the EU is that it is an app service, the so-called service in a gig economy. And EU rules at the moment don't really provide any regulation for such services. And that is the issue that the court had to deal with as well. It can only deal with what the EU rules at the moment are.
Well, what kind of regulations is Uber now going, it may vary by country, but what kind of regulations is Uber now going to face that they wouldn't have faced if they were simply seen as a digital platform?
I think that's too early to say. I mean, Uber is trying to comply with various regulations that do actually differ across the EU. And the problem, as experts and commentators have said after this ruling, is that it could create a patchwork of regulations across the 28-nation EU for services like Uber. So a lot of actually the opposite of clarity. And that's why it's also difficult for me to say concretely what changes will be added to the various legal battles that Uber has been facing.
And that's Bloomberg legal reporter Stephanie Bodoni speaking with Michael Best. And you can listen to Bloomberg Politics, Policy, Power, and Law weekdays at 12 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio. And find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com for more information.